I'd just like to thank Jesus for dying on the cross for our sins and being raised from the dead. And the promise of everlasting life and his mercy and grace and forgiveness. And his hope and faith, that's all we have. And we know one day we'll be with Jesus. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me, and I'm desperate for you. And I'm lost without you. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me, and I'm desperate for you. And I'm lost without you. Oh, I'm desperate for you. Well, I'm lost without you. I'm desperate for you. I'm desperate for you. I'm lost without you. I'm lost without you. I'm desperate for you. I'm desperate for you. I'm lost without you. I'm lost without you. I'm desperate for you.
Good morning. My name is Wayne Curry. I'm one of the elders here. I'm here with your announcements. Good morning. Hello. Can everybody hear me? Wave if you can't hear me, Dave. If you'd like to give today, there's an offering box that you can give your tithes and offerings in. Another way to give is through e-transfers with your church's email address, mournvillealliance@shaw.ca. Our children's nursery, infant to 3 years old, and ARC Sunday School, age 4 to grade 5, will be dismissed after the singing time this morning. Many of our home groups have started, and you can find information for them at the Welcome Center. Our next youth group event will be on Saturday, February the 1st. It will be at the Bon Accord Gym from 5 till 8 p.m. Parents pick up and drop off there. If someone is unable to get a ride, please contact Tara Bedford, and please bring a water bottle. We will have soup and pie next Sunday, February the 2nd, and then church annual meeting will follow. You'll find the church report and booklets in your church mailbox or on the Welcome Center. There's also a sign-up sheet at the Welcome Center for what you can bring food-wise. If you'd like prayer today, there will people in the be in the back corner to pray with you. Thank you.
Bless the Lord, my soul, oh my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship you holy name. A song comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever lies and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, my soul, oh my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship your holy name. You're rich in love and you're slow to anger. Your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. Bless the Lord, my soul, oh my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship your holy name. And on that day when my strength is failing, the end draws near and my time has come, still my soul, sing your praises unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore. Bless the Lord, my soul, oh my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship your holy name. Bless the Lord, my soul, oh, my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh, my soul. I worship your holy name. I worship your holy name. I worship your holy name. Time to worship. Come, now is the time to give your heart. Come, just as you are, to worship. Come, just as you are before your God. Come. One day every tongue will confess you are God. One day every knee will bow. Still the greatest treasure remains to those who gladly seek you now. Come, now is the time to worship. Now is the time to give your heart. Come, just as you are, to worship. Come, just as you are before your God. Come. One day every tongue will confess you are God. One day every knee will bow. Still the greatest treasure remains to those who gladly choose you now. Willingness we chose you to surrender our lives. Willingly our knees will bow. With all our heart, soul, and mind and strength, we gladly choose you now. Come, now is the time to worship. Come, now is the time to give your heart. Come, now is the time to worship. Come, just as you are before your God. Come. When the best of me is barely breathing. When I'm not somebody I believe in, hold on to me. When I miss the light the night has stolen, when I'm sure I have reached, hold on to me. Hold on to me. Hold on to me when it's too dark to see you. When I am sure I have found the end. Hold on to me when I forget I need you. When I let go, hold me again. When I start to feel like I'm worth defending, when I'm tired of my pretending, hold on to me. Hold on to me. Hold on to me when it's too dark to see you. When I am sure I have reached the end. Hold on to me when I forget I need you. When I let go, hold me again. I could rest here in your arms forever, 'cause I know nobody loves me better. Hold on to me. Oh Lord, hold on to me.
Good morning, everyone. Is the microphone on? No?
Yeah, it is.
No? It's on?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. No? All right, how about now? Can anybody hear me now? All right. I'll snug up real close and get my spit all over it, and maybe that'll help. So this morning, Psalm 130 will guide our common prayer. And as I did last time, I'll try to give a little bit of an excursus or explanation in the midst of praying as to what I'm doing and how I'm following the psalmist. And, now I'll back up. and that way you can follow along with me if you have the text in front of you. So with that, we'll begin. In the name of God Most High, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Psalm 130. The psalmist in verse 1 instructs us that calling on the divine name in hope is a form of adoration. For who else should we cry out to and call upon? Verse 1. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. From what feels like the edge, the precipice of chaos, we cry out to you, O Lord. And our cries of desperation are a form of adoration for one who is on the edge. For the one who is faced with what feels like utter destruction calls on none other than the living God, maker of heaven and earth. In verse 3, the psalmist immediately leads us into confession, because all adoration of Almighty God reveals our frailty and sinfulness. Verse 3, if you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you, so that you may be revered. Our adoration drives us to confession. Let's take a moment to confess our sins to Almighty God. The psalmist prayerfully intermingles the two kinds of fear that occurred in the people of Israel at the foot of Sinai. Fear as terror in light of our sinfulness, and fear as reverence because of God's unfathomable mercy towards us. We cling to the words of verse 4 with the psalmist, but there is forgiveness with you so that you may be revered. In verses 5 and 6, the psalmist instructs us in the double act of hoping and waiting, forcing us to consider where our hope lies. In these verses, the crying and the terror of verse 1 and 3 are transformed into expectation and hope for the salvific appearance of our God, just as the sun rises in the morning, putting darkness to flight. In the hoping and waiting is thankfulness, because we know that we do not hope in vain. Verses 5 and 6. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word I hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than those who watch for the morning. More than those who watch for the morning. O God, our King, by the resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, on the first day of the week, you conquered sin, put death to flight, and gave us the hope of everlasting life. Redeem all our days by this victory. Forgive us our sins. Banish our fears. Make us bold to praise you and to do your will, and strengthen us to wait for the consummation of your kingdom on the last great day, through Christ our Lord. The psalmist urges us in verses 7 and 8 to cling to the words of the first six verses, because when all is said and done, the entire foundation of all our hope is the steadfast love of the Lord and his mighty power to redeem us, even and perhaps particularly in the midst of our darkest moments. Verses 7 and 8. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is steadfast love, and with him is great power to redeem. It is he who will redeem Israel from all its iniquities. People of Mournville Alliance, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is steadfast love, and with him is great power to redeem. It is in Christ Jesus, the Son of God, that our redemption has come, and that the steadfast love of the Lord is fully revealed. The work of his Spirit enlightens our heart to this knowledge and imbibes us with hope. As we make supplication to our good and great God, cling to the words of the psalmist. Lord, we lift up Rose, Franny, Brock, Wayne, Diane, and Judith before you this morning. We pray for your mercy, grace, and peace in the lives of the people that make up Mournville Alliance. As your people, we, with the psalmist, wait and hope, trusting in your steadfast love, knowing that through your Son, Jesus, there is redemption. As a community of Jesus followers, growing in the virtues of faith, hope, and love, let us pray as our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you all. We will now have this morning's scripture reading.
Morning. Our scripture reading this morning is from Ephesians 6, verses 1 to 9. Children, obey your parents because you belong to the Lord, for this is the right thing to do. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise. If you honor your father and mother, things will go well for you, and you will have a long life on the earth. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger by the way you treat them. Rather, bring them up with the discipline and instruction that comes from the Lord. Slaves, obey your earthly masters with deep respect and fear. Serve them sincerely as you would serve Christ. Try to please them all the time, not just when they are watching you. As slaves of Christ, do the will of God with all your heart. Work with enthusiasm, as though you were working for the Lord rather than for people. Remember that the Lord will reward each one of us for the good we do, whether we are slaves or free. Masters, treat your slaves in the same way. Don't threaten them. Remember, you both have the same master in heaven, and he has no favorites.
Some glad morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. Fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. When the shadows of this life have gone, I'll fly away. Like a bird from prison bars have flown, I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. Just a few more weary days and then I'll fly away. To a land where joy shall never end, I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. When I die, hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away.